Federal Reserve policymakers have wrapped up their first meeting of 2004, and to the surprise of no one, the Fed decided to keep interest rates where they are. But the financial markets reacted negatively to a slight change of wording in the statement that the Fed issued at the conclusion of its meeting. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Among Fed watchers, perception often turns on a single word or phrase. That was evident yesterday when the Fed dropped wording it has used repeatedly since last August to describe how long it might be prepared to keep interest rates low. Gone was the phrase considerable period. Instead, the Fed said it will, quote, be patient about making any moves. Richard Yamarone is chief economist with Argus Research. He believes the previous wording was tying the Fed's hands in an election year.
I think that they pretty much backed themselves into a corner, and they said, you know what, let's take the Band-Aid approach. Let's rip this thing out of our statement sooner rather than later before it catches up with us, and it causes problems, certainly in the political landscape.
But despite the slight word change, most economists don't expect the Fed to raise interest rates anytime soon. Recent economic data has been mostly positive. Consumer confidence was up sharply this month. However, the labor market has remained stuck in neutral. The economy created only 1,000 new jobs in December, and Yamarone says the job market has shown little sign of improving.
We've heard from Kodak laying off 15,000. We heard Kraft laying off another 6,000 workers. I think that maybe they're starting to get wind from corporate chieftains themselves saying, hey, you know what, we're not about to be hiring anytime soon.
As for how long interest rates will remain low, Yamarone says that's unclear. Despite the unanimous decision to keep the target federal funds rate at 1%, its lowest level in 45 years, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 141 points yesterday. Analysts blame the sell-off in part on fears the Fed may be signaling a rise in interest rates is now closer than previously thought. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.